This is Fresh Air. The German conductor Otto Klemperer, who died in 1973, was one of the last direct disciples of Gustav Mahler. And classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says Klemperer's many performances of the classical German repertoire are among this century's greatest musical legacies. Lloyd has a review of some new Klemperer reissues from Angel Records.
In 1907, when Otto Klemperer was not quite 22, he played for Gustav Mahler a piano arrangement he'd made of the scherzo of Mahler's gigantic Second Symphony, and he played it from memory. Mahler was so impressed, he wrote the young conductor a recommendation that helped launch his career, a career that took him to Berlin, Budapest, Los Angeles, and finally London. In 1951, the powerful British record producer Walter Legg, who was head of EMI, the parent company of Angel Records, hired Klemperer to conduct the Philharmonia Orchestra, which Legg himself had recently founded. After years of illness, neglect, and bad luck, Klemperer became the idol of London. At the age of 67, he began his magnificent series of recordings with the Philharmonia, and later the New Philharmonia, a relationship that lasted nearly 20 years. Klemperer is still associated with the music of Mahler, and two of his greatest Mahler recordings, the Second and Ninth Symphonies, have recently been re-released on compact discs. Here's Klemperer conducting with delicate wit the very music he played for Mahler over half a century earlier. Mahler and Klemperer had a number of things in common. Both were Jewish, both became Roman Catholics. Klemperer's monumental scale and crystalline textures owes a lot to Mahler. The cliché about Klemperer is that his tempos are very slow and heavy. Though he conducts some passages faster than anyone else, his most characteristic tempos certainly are slow. But they're so rhythmically alive, there's nothing heavy about them. Their spaciousness actually allows you to hear every note. This passage from the Brahms Third Symphony has surely never had a graver beauty. In Klemperer's slow motion, even the little transitional phrases have unforgettably melodic lines of their own. Klemperer underwent more than his share of mental and physical suffering. He was chronically manic-depressive. During a rehearsal in 1933, the podium rail gave way. He fell backwards and hit his skull. Later, a brain tumor left him partially paralyzed. A broken leg put him out of commission for over a year. At 81, he broke his hip. Once he fell asleep smoking and ignited his bed. What he used to extinguish the fire turned out to be liquid camphor. It was amazing he survived. Klemperer was a large man, 6'4", and his endurance must have been phenomenal. Perhaps all this suffering gave him a special insight into works like Mahler's crushing yet sublime Ninth Symphony. Almost everything he played glowed with a spiritual flame. But Klemperer was also famous for his caustic wit, a quality perhaps inherited by his son, the character actor Werner Klemperer, who played Colonel Klink on Hogan's Heroes. At the recording session of Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony, Walter Legg questioned Klemperer's radically slow tempo for the peasant merrymaking. Klemperer told him he'd get used to it. A few minutes later, Klemperer phoned Legg in the control booth and asked, "Walter, are you used to it yet?"
Otto Klemperer conducting Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony. It's one in a series of Klemperer reissues on Angel Records. Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. This is Fresh Air.